Here's what you missed on Kennedy Malloy. HSV didn't miss anything when they re-engineered the Chevrolet Silverado for Australian roads. Chevrolet Silverado by HSV. Live big. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hear ye. Finally, it's a friggin' boy.
Can we all get on with it now?
Oh, dear. Who knew women can have babies?
Yeah, I know. I'm interested. Amy Schumer's had a baby boy, too.
Oh, there you go.
That's more interesting to me.
Well done. We'll get to the bottom of that. We will address it very early on in the show, and then we'll move on, people.
We will.
Royal baby stuff aside, what else have we got today, Jane?
I love the segment you had one job, and there's a couple of things. One on a global world television scale that is one of the funniest bloopers I've ever seen.
Oh, okay.
You have one job as a set designer, and something happened on Game of Thrones.
Wow.
Excellent.
We'll get to the bottom of that. Bad behaviour. I want to talk about bad behaviour. Oh. Have you seen these people getting off an inferno of a plane with their hand luggage? It's not good.
That's not a good look.
People like are burnt to the crisp down the back.
My God.
It's.
We've actually thought of a few other examples as we were chatting.
We've got a few examples. We'll get you involved of terrible behaviour.
And if you need to call us at all, 1-3-3-5-3, if you want to call us during our show today, we've got Stephen Curry coming in. He's got a big show on tonight on Channel 10.
What is it?
It's called Mr. Black.
What's it about?
It's about a curmudgeon-y, cranky father who...
Won't be a stretch for him. He'll be good.
He wants to sabotage his daughter's relationship.
Cannot wait for that. We're going to talk politics. We're going to play you some John Oliver. We're going to talk about the ScoMo egging. Not to be encouraged, people.
I don't think so either.
Put your eggs away.
I think we've had one egging is enough.
Egg boy was enough. I think we're done there. Tom Bella.
Oh, yes.
Good stuff.
He's now a friend of the show. He'll be in. I'm sure he's going to talk some election news and other stuff and get all uppity as a millennial.
I like his perspective.
He'll have a crack at you and me.
He probably will.
Well,
that's all right. We can deal with
it. Kids today.
Kids today.
Now, you've got a very sexy segment you want to get to the bottom of.
Well, it is one.
Is it kids in the car time? Or?
It's kids out of the car time.
Okay.
It's a show I came across on the weekend called Sex Sent Me to the ER.
Oh.
Hey.
And I've got a little clip to play.
Oh, I can't wait. Have we got to talk food fetishes? You found a guy who peels his...
McNuggets.
Wow. Oh, my God. Okay.
Before he eats them.
All right, well, he sounds like a real keeper.
Okay, that's weird.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, that and so much more, but it's all happened. The studio's been decked out. What have you done? We've got flowers, we've got
I think
celebratory cakes.
There's a celebratory mood. Lord knows we've waited a week for this baby to arrive, so you just need excuse. In fact, there's something missing. There's cupcakes here.
Cupcakes.
There's flowers. Where's the wine? Oh, they haven't made it yet. Oh, it's coming. It's in the fridge.
Can I ask, did you make those cupcakes?
No, I didn't. These are from Cupcake Queen,
because I'm feeling a bit queasy.
Oh, don't you be ridiculous.
Jane, stop it. So, you know, Jane bought me some
birthday cake.
Oh, you got some?
I got some.
All right.
Sorry, Dave.
Hi, Dave, by the way. Hi, Dave. Sorry.
Well, I didn't get any Getz car cake until about a week later.
Anyway, I started eating it yesterday.
Can I just remind you, I brought it in yesterday, just a small piece.
Really
I said, you better eat it. Yeah. I did make it last Thursday. Well, I started, Friday, I suppose, I finished it.
Okay, so anyway, yesterday I have a little crack.
Yeah, have a whiff.
I said, well, this will be okay in my beer fridge overnight.
Mm.
And I pulled it out, and I have a really tightening of the stomach muscles.
Oh.
And a kind of
because you've probably already had lunch.
And a metallic taste
don't
in my
say
mouth.
A metallic taste in your mouth. Stop doing that.
I seem to be making a lot of saliva.
You look like a weird lizard man. You keep doing this. You go, Jane, it's no, seriously. There's something. I think my throat's tightening up.
Have you got cramps?
It goes like.
And also, too, I feel like I could lose. I might have to,
Oh, you might need one of those voice boxes. You think I might kill off your voice box?
Are they today?
These look damn fresh. Hey, do you know what I came across today,
what?
Which I'm furious about? James, our producer, comes to me. Someone's jigged around with my Wikipedia, which
what?
I've swiftly put back to where it was.
Oh, that's terrible.
Someone today in the last 24 hours has made my age 64.
Why would that be your fault.
You encourage this terrible behaviour. And
I may have said on yesterday's show that was close.
You may have said. So someone's gone, I better correct that. No, don't listen to a thing Mick Malloy says, all right? ridiculous. Then they've also said what my salary is.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I wish. Oh. I wish it was this. This is outrageous.
Jane Kennedy, you know what you're doing. You're just encouraging everyone out there. I repeat.
No, don't touch my Wikipedia. Or I'm going
to. I repeat, you're encouraging everyone out there to have a crack at Jane's Wikipedia page, which.
Well, that would be
which
stupid.
Would be wrong if you know what I'm saying, everybody out there.
Well, Louise Kennedy. I didn't know that was your middle name.
Jane Louise, that's correct.
Oh, Louise, now, what's Louise
it's
for?
It's Jane Louise, Catherine Mary, Therese Kennedy.
9th of June.
Yes.
Right, yep.
That's enough.
Actor, director, producer.
Oh, all right, we don't need to hear it all.
It's got
to
be your birth.
Yeah, it's there. Should I say it?
Say that. This is what they go. And they say my salary, they don't put salaries on a Wikipedia page.
Salary added. Whew.
Jeez.
That's quite the figure.
What?
Jeez.
Oh,
I've since taken it
off. Killed me on that money.
Listen. What,
1954? Hang on a minute. That's really quite mean.
Now,
that
listen.
That is very mean. You know what, though?
Guys,
you'll
mean.
Get in big trouble if you do it.
It would be mean to change.
Well, I'm going to contact. Who owns Wikipedia?
The internet. Yeah,
no, the Wikipedia internet doesn't page. Own Wikipedia. I'm going to get onto it.
I won't stand for it.
Mm.
Do not, I repeat, do not.
That's
if you're
enough.
Feeling like
we
it,
get it. We get it.
Change.
Shut up. Wikipedia. Dave.
All right, we'll see it by the end. All right, let's get into the show. Thanks to HSV.
I'm feeling queasy.
Well, good now.
I
hope you crouch over in pain.
We'll get a medic to the studio. Thanks to the Chevrolet Silverado.
Taste. I've got a metallic taste.
Stick your fingers down your throat.
Very big. And we'll give you details on how you can see Midnight Oil in the desert in just a moment as well.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You can get in touch with the show, 133353. You get through, put you on the standby list to win tickets to see that band Midnight Oil in the desert, the Big Red Bash experience with the Living End as well. Includes accommodation, meet Midnight Oil, helicopter ride, camel
rides.
How
do you get involved? How do you get involved?
Well, call 133353. Well, yeah, you guys can award. And then also you can go online.
Do it online?
At kennedymalloy.com.au.
Yeah, but don't just ring for tickets because we'll just decide who gets them when they contribute something to our show.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm really furious because you've encouraged people to attack my Wikipedia.
Oh, has there been an addition to you?
Well, Scott is on the line. Scott?
Hello, how are you?
Scott, have you been frigging around with my Wikipedia page, mate?
Oh, you know, you don't have my last name, so I'm proud to say I might have added the fact that you're an affluent horse whisperer.
Is that on your whip page as we speak?
Yes, and are you responsible, Scott, for making me also now 125 in age?
No, I can't take credit for that, but, you know, I don't know, is whatever age they put you up, is that the same in horse years? I'm not too sure.
It probably is, Scott.
Scott, go into the draw?
Yeah,
yes,
let's
he
does. In the draw.
He's on the standby list.
There you go,
I'm
mate.
Not encouraging people to do this, by the way.
I am. If you've got some spare moment, check out Jane's Wikipedia page. Yes.
No, some people are going to get in big trouble from this. There will be a terrible, you know.
Like a defamation case.
Yeah, there will be a big defamation case.
Hey, now, here's the biggest news of the day and how it was broken.
Yes.
Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Buckingham Palace proudly announced the birth of a newly born royal baby boy to the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. God bless America and God save the Queen.
There you go. It's a big day for the town crier.
He sounds like he's about to have a heart attack. He sounds a bit breathy.
For the town crier, there aren't many big days on the calendar now, are there?
Are you a self-proclaimed town crier or is this an official title? In what, in each township you get to be called?
No, he's a royal town crier.
No, I think this guy looked a bit shady.
Yeah.
Didn't you see, like, I've seen
footage.
Yeah,
he's just a local drunk.
I reckon he's
turned up with a bell.
And a pirate hat.
No, Jane.
That's what I reckon.
What's with the O-Yays?
That's
O-Yay,
not mine.
It's here. You have one job, mate.
I do decree.
We'll get back to him.
Yeah.
He's a bum.
Well, Prince.
Big day for the town
lovely
crier.
Prince Harry. Came out, it was so
lovely
excited.
Prince Harry.
He is lovely.
Good Lord, banging it on.
It wasn't really.
Saying all the right things.
Well, I was a bit confused why he was in front of so many horses.
I noticed that too.
Was there a horse? Mr. Ed's behind him as he's making the big announcement. The royal family. Can we hear, please, when he says he's so happy?
Okay.
He's so excited. Let's listen.
I'm very excited to announce that Meghan and myself had a baby boy. Early this morning, a very healthy boy. Mother and baby are doing incredibly well. It's been the most amazing experience I can ever possibly imagine. How any woman does what they do is beyond comprehension.
Yes, it is.
We're both
absolutely
thrilled. Do you know what?
It is beyond.
To be honest, no, it's you're biologically programmed to do it. It's not that clever.
All right.
I'm going to let that one slide. I'm going to put that down to the cake affecting your brain a bit today.
All complaints to Mick Malloy.
Yeah, that's not to do with me. Listen,
you know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me about popping out children, for God's sakes.
It's just part of you.
No.
All right.
Let's have a think about what the baby's name is going to be. Of course, because now we have to move on to the next thing. So Ladbrokes, of course, everybody has to bet on everything now. Boys' names, 1 to 10. 10 odds on Edward. There's already an Edward.
Yeah.
Well, I know that.
That's your friend.
He's at 20 to 1. But Albert,
Prince Edward, that's the one you would have loved to have had a child with.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to have a child with him.
Has anyone had a child with him?
Yes.
Both my eyebrows are raised.
He's got two odd-looking children.
He's got two odd-looking children.
What's wrong with
odd
you?
By royal standards? Or just odd?
Sorry, but no.
What's Albert, this little pumpkin head going to look like?
Well, I think quite hot. I think a cutie, real cutie between the two of them. Actually, we've got some interesting ideas for the name. We've got Anne on the line. And what do you think the baby's name would be?
Hi. I don't know how to use Instagram, so I've come up with a name for them. And it's...
I've got it written down here if you can't remember.
In your own time, Anne. Just had plenty of time to think about it.
All of a sudden, I just lost the name.
That's all right, Anne.
After his mother.
Yes.
Dorian after her mother. Mm. And Austin because they announced the pregnancy in Australia.
I'm going to tell you this.
Be nice to Anne, please.
Boy's called Spencer Dorian Austin is going to get beaten to a pulp every day of his life. Every lunch hour.
I think after that, they can add the traditional names like Charlie, Phillip,
and all the Alberts and
Harry,
all the fancy
William.
Ones.
Take a punt. Take a real risk.
They're not going to.
Booney.
Hey, Anne, I just wanted to quickly ask Anne.
Prince Booney.
Anne, are you someone who's excited by royal news and excited by all the baby?
Yes, I am.
And you're a royalist?
I'm a royal baby.
What about Prince?
Well, that's just stupid. Anne, see what I have to put up with? Let's put Anne on the list.
Anne's going, is she?
Yes.
Anne doesn't strike me as someone who'd like to be rolling around in the mud up there.
Do not be judgmental. Anne, do you like camping?
Well, I got married the same time as Diana and Carl.
Okay, she's still
married,
on the
and then I had my kids.
Well, we'll just move on to the next call.
No, don't
you move. Come back in half an hour. She'll still be talking.
Anne.
Anne, are you there, Anne? Anne?
Yes.
Hi, Anne. Jane was so rude to you.
I beg your pardon.
Anne, that's all right. I got broad shoulders.
It wasn't me that was rude, Anne. Anne, you've done enough. And is going into a draw to go up and see Midnight Oil play in the outback of Australia of any interest to you?
It is.
There you go.
Good.
And right. I'm the one with the right answers, and Spencer Dorian.
Oh, okay. Now you're getting a little tedious now, Anne. Okay. Let's go to Raylene now.
Good Lord. Raylene would be a good name if it was a girl.
Raylene, you have got an ingenious idea for a name.
No, this will be good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So it's Diana, named, and mix all the letters around and makes Aiden.
There you go. So it's a, what do you call it? Not an acronym, no, a...
An anagram?
Yes. So it's Aiden, A-I-D-A-N.
Yes, you can, which is Diana.
Which is Diana.
That's good.
I love that.
Me too.
Aiden. Aiden. Yeah, it's cool.
It's kind of a newish name too.
Let's put Raylene on the list too.
You're just putting everyone on the list.
Why wouldn't I?
My husband loves Midnight Oil.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, brilliant.
I'm supposed to do the dance.
What's your husband's name?
Dave.
Dave, that's a good name, Prince Dave.
Yeah, I agree.
Prince, thanks for that.
Did your boys come up with one?
Yeah, one of my boys came up with a name, Sparkle. I said Sparkle. He goes Sparkle Markle.
No, that's not bad.
Pretty clever, I thought. Sparkle. Oh,
Prince Sparkle.
Yeah. Sparkle I said, Markle. Now he might get that might cause a bit of few problems.
We'll be back after this. I want to do this just quickly. We talked about that stupid town crier.
Yeah.
Oh, yay, oh, yay. It's here, ye, here, ye. He had one job.
He did have
we
one
might
job.
Do in the next, when we come back, what you had one job. If you've got an example of that, we'll run through a few ourselves.
Good idea.
1, 2, 3, 5, 3.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
What could go wrong on this royal occasion with the royal baby boy?
We're talking about royal names. Mm. And what are your boys' names? What's the full names of your boys?
Fred Buster Boomsticks and Lenny Walter Woo Woo. Fred Buster and Lenny Walter, and then I allow them to add one. We workshopped it, and that's what they've come up with. Freddie Buster Boomsticks and Lenny Walter Woo Woo.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
They're cool kids.
I like that. Just on that, and we actually want to go to Christy.
Either way, it would be a reign of terror.
Well, it is going to be.
Anyway, seventh in line to the throne.
They're pretty cute. Christy just wants to have a quick word with you. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
You just want to have a quick word
with
me.
Hi, Christy.
I did. Apparently, it's easy to have childbirth, apparently.
Oh, I'm just saying you girls put a bit of mayo on it.
Oh.
I was just wondering, what it's like to actually pump out or like something like a watermelon. I don't know whether you guys can attempt that.
Yeah.
Christy?
Exactly, Christy.
You have my full attention and a full-throated apology. It was me trying to be lairish. I was trying to poke the bear or the big fat lady.
I had to ring up, but about 25 hours of labour, I went through a few epidurals.
Oh, 25 hours of labour, that's a doddle.
Christy, it doesn't matter what you say. Thank you for...
My husband trying to put a gas on me and making me vomit, so I just had to ring in and say, look, I don't know if there's something you can do for him.
Christy, how old's your child now?
Oh, she's about 30?
Yeah, let it go, Christy. Let it go,
I bet you remind her. Could you give Christy something? So some hush money or something?
Just
what about we put her on the draw on the standby list?
Christy, you're on the standby list. Thanks, Christy. For Dave put me up to it. Dave said, have a crack at the girls.
But what I love is just going, what I went through in my child. How old's your daughter? 30.
Move on.
It's time to let it go, isn't it? All right, we were talking about the town crier before.
Town crier.
Can we hear the town crier,
please?
It's a
big day for the town crier.
Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Buckingham Palace, proudly announced the birth of a newly born royal baby boy.
Okay, that'll do. But has he got it right? It's
hear ye.
Oh, yay.
I've never heard that.
As
he's
I
made
said,
it up
big
on
day
the
for
spot.
The town crier. It's your day and you've
what
the
I might
ball.
Suggest, though, is you might want to have a look at that town crier on the news tonight because
he's
I think he's just
town
a...
crier.
He's not.
He had a scroll.
He's not. I think he's been down the pubs for a week waiting for the baby and put on a hat.
She had a couple. She's overdue. That's not good for the town crier.
Hey, we're talking about you had one job. That's what we want to do.
What do you got?
Game of Thrones. I mean, with the most expensive show as well to produce.
Faithfully recreate an entire fantasy realm.
Yep. Eagle-eyed fans, including me.
Did you?
When I was watching it.
Really?
Yes. At 11 a.m. I watched it when it went through, hot off the press. There is a Starbucks coffee cup on the table in front of Daenerys.
Like one job to do here.
Wow. I mean, how many set designers too would they have?
Unreal.
How many eyes on set? The director, everybody, the editor.
Cameraman.
Everyone's let it
Maybe
go through
product,
the keeper.
Product placement. Maybe it's deliberate. Oh. Maybe that is the most expensive product placement in the history of...
Yes, very clever.
Good call.
Do you know what's interesting to me? The fact that you can see anything. I reckon that's a breakthrough for...
It was a bit clearer this episode. It was a bit lighter.
I bet you that's what was wrong with the last episode. There's that many things left on set.
Oh, there probably was.
We need to turn it down a bit. So you can't see the bucket of Kentucky.
Oh, dear.
You had one job, you idiots.
Yeah.
Hey, you've got one there, or do you want me to do it? Keeper has been mauled by lions.
Oh.
You had one job.
Yeah, because he didn't realise they were in the enclosure. He forgot to remember that they were still in the enclosure.
Oh, man.
So he's wandered in to clean the enclosure and gone, did I check to see if...
See, this is where if those lions are put down, that would be outrageous because that's not their fault.
No.
Oh, man. I still to this day wish I'd been there the night of Siegfried and Roy. Of all the nights to be able to go.
I'm
not a huge fan of Siegfried and Roy, but I would have paid anything to be there the night that white lion, white tiger, moiled Siegfried. What? Talk about getting your money's worth. That'd be the best show in Vegas.
Yeah. It would be. Do you know what was happening at the time when they attacked? What? Oh, they were being fed. So they were eating. So someone walks into the enclosure. Because lions and big cats would be really cool when somebody comes around near their food.
Oh, yeah.
But they'll be eating and then they'll see, like, the guy walk in. He's like a 6-foot kebab.
Yeah. Correct.
That's like a big 6-foot
with hot
kebab.
Sauce on him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Good on you, big cats.
Okay.
Hey, they did what they were programmed to do.
Absolutely. Yes, they did. That's true.
What about our new $17 billion Australian strike fighters?
Yeah.
That are susceptible to corrosion due to metals reacting to the environment.
I have one job to do here.
Oh, my goodness.
Didn't we have submarines that, like, weren't silent?
That is good.
There aren't.
What?
Well, it's a $17 billion strike force fighter, but apparently
it's not weatherproof.
It corrodes a bit in the.
That's nuts.
So, no.
Got to keep it in the hangar.
What's that car polish you can get?
Oh, yeah.
Like a kitten's car polish or something.
That's right.
You're going to have to get out there.
Put some wax on it.
This is a job for Auto-Tune. Yeah, no, who's the other company?
Autobahn? No.
Autobahn, Repco.
What's the one with the hot chicks?
Oh, you're dubious. Out of your league here.
Don't talk to me ever about me not knowing, having knowledge about cars.
Evie, have you got a story for us?
Hello, Evie.
Hi.
What do you want to tell us that someone had one job to do?
My mum's school, they were organising a reunion, and 2 weeks out they forgot to book the venue.
Oh. Like one job to do here.
So what happened, Evie? Where did they have the reunion?
When did they have it?
They had it a year later.
How old are you, Evie?
Evie.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
Oh, I'm 11. Is your mum there?
Yeah.
Put her on. Hello.
Hi, it's Mandy.
Hi, Mandy.
What happened?
The bloody idiots forgot to book the venue and worked out 2 weeks before it was due to happen.
No. Mandy, that's insane.
How long was the reunion, by the way?
It was the five-year one, so it was their first go at it.
Their first go at it.
And anybody really porked up?
Sorry?
Anyone lost it?
Anybody look very different?
No, I don't think so. No, but they got to have the party a year later anyway.
Oh, well, at least you got to have the party.
All the other years take the piss out of us for not being able to count and organise. So.
You'll be able to see at the 10-year reunion become a big loser. That'll be fun. All right, hey, we better go. We'll come back and do some more, though. Stay on the line, 133353. You had one job.
Call us now. Then Stephen Curry to join us, then Tom Ballard. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, yay!
Oh,
jeez. Oh, yay!
Shut up. It's a town crier. Yeah.
Announcing the birth of the royal baby boy.
It's a big day for the town crier.
Oh, yeah, massive. This is it.
So it's like big day. Anzac Day is a big day for the bugler.
If he is a town crier.
He's a town crier.
Oh, so he says.
Listen to this. The town crier can also be used to make public announcements in the streets. Criers are often elaborately dressed.
Yep.
By a tradition dating back to the 18th century in a red and gold coat, white breeches, black boots and the tricorn hat.
Hey, you would like to wear an outfit like that. I think you would look quite dashing.
That's how I'll go out on a Friday night. Hello,
and
ladies.
With a bell.
Oh, yay. Mm. Oh, yay.
We got a cowbell over there.
Open for business.
Open for business.
Ding, ding.
Oh, yeah. they carry a handbell, blah, blah. It's a good gig, but, you know, you said you got one job. That's the topic of today's.
Oh, calling. Guess what Oye means?
Hear ye, hear ye.
Yes.
Well, why don't they just say?
I don't know. They're using the French.
Thanks for that. By the way, your Wikipedia page has been shut down.
Oh, for
God's just been
sakes.
Updated.
This, well, let's see what happens.
Your Wikipedia page has been
done that.
Temporarily protected.
Oh.
Until the May 9th because of some of the harmful and possibly libelous things that
were
being
said on
your website.
That's very dangerous and disrespectful to me.
What did they say?
And my brand.
124.
We should check Mick Malloy Wikipedia, actually. Come to think
good luck with that. Yeah, I don't even think he's got one.
I think you'll find the truth is strange and the friction on that one. So for your own protection, it's been shut down by the good folk at Wikipedia. God knows what they were.
Gee, thanks, Wikipedia. For nothing.
You had one job, Wikipedia.
You had one job. Protect me.
All right. And let's keep going. Gabby's on the line. Gabby, what's your example of you had one job?
It was actually one of my dad's mates. He was a printer.
Yep.
And he had one job, which was to print some menus with nice big pictures of steaks on them.
Yep.
Never told anyone he was colorblind and was doing the night shift.
Mm-hmm.
Got the blue and the red mixed up. So in the morning, the boss came in and all the steaks were green and the salads were red.
Oh. You had, like, one job to do here.
That's really funny.
But did anyone go to that restaurant just out of interest?
That's a good question. I've never been, but my dad was the boss of the printer.
Ooh.
So he was the one who had to find it in the morning.
Well, it would have come in handy on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, did he sack the guy, the night guy?
Oh, why would you be sacked for being colourblind?
You can't sack someone for being colourblind. You can.
No, you can't.
If he puts his hand up to work at a printer's... I think it's
well, why don't you label
assume...
the red ink blue and the blue ink red? Why don't you do that? See, I'm always thinking.
That's what happened to Van Gogh. Someone forgot to label the yellow, the sky.
Thanks,
yellow.
Gabby, for that. Let's go to Graham.
How can you turn on a print? If he can't print, he has no job or
he can do something else
at the printer. Yeah, that's right.
Another job.
So get out.
Another job at the printing press.
You can't be printing.
He could be on a guillotine, couldn't he, and do some chopping.
He could do
not
some
helpful,
chopping.
Dave. You can't be printing.
All right, enough about printing. Boring.
At a
be quiet. I'm going to get to Graham. Hi, Graham.
I bet your Wikipedia page.
Hey, Jane.
Hey, Graham.
Graham, what?
Mate, how about the guy at the train driver in the Pilbara last year?
Yeah.
The train go without him? And they had to derail the train?
That's right. No. Didn't he get off it?
Yeah, he got off to check some wheels. And the whole thing failed. He had to ring in. Yeah. So the train's gone without me.
And the train's gone, and he's running along beside it.
That's
but
awesome.
This train goes for about 2 miles. It's like the biggest train ever, and it's the heaviest
train
ever.
Yeah.
But it goes to the docks, and it's gone
on the runner.
He's got off it.
Hey, Graham, let's put you on the list.
Oh, yeah.
How many people would I put on a list?
As many as you want. The more
really?
The merrier. Yeah,
that's a ripper. Thanks, Graham.
And Brad.
Hey, Brad, how are you going?
How are we?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good, how are you guys?
We're really well.
Do you want to hear my...
Yes, please. Go ahead, Brad.
Hurry up, Brad.
I was at a wedding on Friday, my mother's wedding, and the groom managed to forget to bring the rings along with him.
Oh, it's a classic.
To do here. That seriously is. You have
that
one,
is your one
as a groom, you have nothing else to do.
You idiot. Cody, put Cody on the list.
All right.
We'll boot this home now
on
with
the list, yep.
Jane. Jane, I think you're...
Yes.
Probably going to get up to the Midnight Oil concert as well with this. What happened?
Hi. So my husband had one job, and that was to catch me during the Dirty Dancing.
Oh, okay. Great.
So I'll set the picture. We were at the pub. They went up. The band went on a break. Dirty Dancing came on, and I thought it'd be a great idea to launch myself at him.
Yes.
And he had his arms open.
Yep.
And I went flying through there. He had me for a wee minute, but no, I went flying over his head.
Has he collapsed under the weight, Cody?
Yeah, probably. And he had a double knee replacement the year before, and he's 57, so that wasn't helpful.
Good on you, Jane. Thank you very much.
One job.
We got time for one more. I want to go to Cody now.
Yep.
Cody, boot this baby home. What do you got for us?
G'day, fellas. I was going to umpiring and I was in the local leagues and I forgot my whistle. When I got out of the ground, I was like, oh, God. And then they suggested to just yell whistle and I was doing the kids. I thought I was helping out and all the kids caught on very quickly and were calling their own free kick.
So what, they're all shouting out whistle?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Like one job absolute. To do here.
It's mayhem.
Okay, Katie, firstly, let's just get that straight. You're the umpire of the local footy and you forgot a whistle. That's your one job is to take the whistle. So there you go.
You idiot.
So then in lieu of having the whistle, you're just shouting out whistle and all the kids are cottoned on.
Yeah.
Whistle.
I love it. No.
All right, Cody, we're going to send you in the draw as well.
Put you in the draw for the big bash. Yeah, that's it.
Good on you.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
In his new show, Mr. Black, premiering tonight 8:40 on 10, Stephen Curry gets to embrace his inner grumpy dad.
Have you hurt your tummy?
No, I'm doing a wee, if you must know.
You sit down to wee?
No splashback. A lot of guys do it.
Guys mind. Men don't.
I think he likes you.
Which is ironic, given Steve's own experiences with his Scottish father-in-law.
What would you say if I asked for Jane's hand in marriage? And he took a big swig out of his pint, ordered two more, and said, no.
Please welcome back one of our faves, Stephen Curry.
Oh, that's going to come back
to haunt you, mate.
Semi-autobiographical.
And that was live. You actually were conscious he said that. You knew it was going out.
And Nadine has since actually said to me, can you stop telling that story? So thank you guys for keeping it alive.
Well, it must be relevant considering you're playing a cranky dad who doesn't approve of...
Grumpy old bugger. When did this happen, Jane?
I don't know. You look very young to be playing
Mr. Butler. You seem ready to me.
Well, it's good to see you here, Mick. Well, I thought that Jane was doing this show by herself. Oh, I read an article in which you weren't even mentioned once. Carl Stefanovic was mentioned like 9 times.
Isn't that typical?
Isn't that typical?
Did you read get the subtext of that?
Yeah, all right.
It's like donuts.
They're all right, you smart
guys. Did you see the picture? She's sitting on the couch. There's 2 empty seats beside her.
It's shocking.
I could have been in the photo.
That's what it's like in the studio. It's unbelievable.
You're doing a lot of publicity at the moment. Is everything going good in that department?
It's going very well.
Did you or did you not say this is the greatest show ever to come out of Australia?
Far out. Okay, I did. I actually did. So there's a quote.
Well, that's very good news for Channel 10 and yourself.
There's a quote of me saying, yeah, this is, he goes, do you reckon people are going to take to this show? And I said, yeah, I think objectively this is the funniest show to ever come out of Australia. Yeah. I mean the world. I mean the multiverse. So what's he done? Cut out I mean the world and I mean the multiverse. So he ends this Green Guard article with me going, this is the funniest show. And I'm sitting next to someone from Working Dog. It's okay. I'm sitting next to someone from the Mick Molloy show too. So it's okay. It evens
balances
itself
out. Hey, Stephen, Mr. Black premieres tonight.
Yes, it does.
And I'm not going to say it's allegedly around 8:40.
Yeah, whenever MasterChef finishes, basically.
Which is a great lead-in, by the way, to have. So that's good news.
Well, what could go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
It can't.
A half
really.
hour? What is it?
It's a half hour.
Yep.
It's a half hour.
That sounds good.
So you'll be in bed by now.
I'm worried for 1 hour.
You're in at half an hour, but not at an hour. What are you trying to?
An hour is too long for comedy.
Do you reckon you could squeeze it into half an hour?
No. It's a half an hour show. Adam Zwar has written this thing. It's an incredible.
That's right. Piece
of it is really funny.
Now I love the casting of this too. Nick Russell, who plays poor Finn. We've worked with Nick before, and he's a great talent. And young Sophie Wright. She's a young. Is she about 24? She's about that's what she's playing. Her daughter.
Yeah, she's about. I think she's actually about 28, which is a little bit confronting for me as well. But that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. She's good.
And now, what is the reasoning behind? Because people ask, you still look fresh faced.
Yeah.
You've got grey hair, which is very attractive. Right. I must say.
Thank you.
Here it comes.
Is Jane hitting on me?
No. Here comes the hammer. Here comes the hammer.
No, I know.
It was a long game. When she cast me in the castle, it was a long game.
It was a very long game.
That's 23 years ago. Yeah.
No, I feel like we're very close in age.
Yeah.
Well, currently I'm 105 according to Wikipedia.
Okay.
But I want to say originally you were going to play the son. Is that correct?
I was. And then I met up with Adam and he just said, look, how about you play the boyfriend in this great thing about this father who makes his life a misery? And I went, fantastic, that sounds great. Literally a year later, he goes, we've had to think about it.
Yes.
We're thinking it's actually the dad. I had aged 20 years.
In 1 year.
In 1 year.
That's a good year. I don't know what you're up to.
What does that say?
Yeah, was it worth it?
Experience.
I know, it was a great year.
What time is this all happening? When is it?
After MasterChef tonight.
8:40.
You can get on board
MasterChef,
that. Now, we're talking about other things on your plate. You're talking about doing a show on the ABC about a suburb. Now, we grew up for similar, yeah.
We grew up really like a stone's throw from each other, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Yes. And it was filled with houses that were pretty, you know, weatherboard type of houses.
Middle class.
Very middle class houses.
Yeah, yeah.
And I asked you, were you going to shoot in the same place? And you said no, because our house was pulled down and McMansion's there now. And there's not a lot of places you can do that.
Yeah, when your show's set in the 80s, you've got to go from from where we were in Leafy Baldwin to,
we can't plug all these shows, Jane. We've got to pick one at a time, I'm afraid.
Come on, slow down.
Good stuff with this one. Tonight, 8:40, Channel 10, what could go wrong? After MasterChef, it's the greatest show in the history of Australian comedy.
Of Australian comedy.
So you cannot miss.
I like the war though between
what's it called, Mr. Black,
and between the millennials and what's your generation?
I think he's X, but he kind of plays himself like he's a boomer. Do you know what I mean? And he just doesn't like
it. He's fluid.
He's
generationally fluid.
We'll be watching. Good on you, Stephen. Great to see you.
Kennedy Malloy.
Cheers, buddy.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Tom Ballard coming up in the next hour. I'm looking forward to that. We're going to talk about terrible behaviour as well. Maybe take your calls. And you've got some food fetishes, Jane Kennedy.
I have. But speaking of terrible behaviour, a little prematurely.
Yeah.
This whole Wikipedia business with me and people putting my age up to a ridiculous age. Well, people have even said I'm 54 and they know that's years beyond what I am.
I think when it gets back up, you'll find that'll be the age that's posted.
Okay.
Once they've cleared out all the bugs. So yours has been temporarily.
It's been semi-protected till May the 9th due to vandalism, it says. And we've broken
and possible libelous claims.
That's dreadful. But I thought, well, let's check out Mick's Wikipedia. So you don't get out of this easily, my friend.
Yeah, why would you mess with mine?
I haven't messed with it.
So there's been a change made, hasn't
there? There has, and it says, due to his uncanny resemblance of the former dictator, Malloy has been confused many times as the tyrant of the Middle East, Saddam Hussein.
I will sue.
Now, when you do that, you have to verify that. You have to add an article to bolster your point to prove that it's happening, and let's just say a change made by Joseph, is his name, has done that, and it's less likely to
You've
be taken
made a
down.
Very powerful enemy, Joseph. I will find you. I'll hunt you down. No, we'll get on to Joseph a little later. We'll try and track him down and let him know.
All right. Well,
find his Wikipedia page.
Yes. A bloke somehow I don't know if Joseph has got a Wikipedia page. This is the issue.
All right.
Anyway. Well, that's hurtful. Doesn't everyone have a Wikipedia page?
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
What are you talking about?
Isn't it like a bio thing for everyone?
No, Mick. Well, let's have a chat over the news.
What's the qualification for a Wikipedia page?
Oh, a job in the media might help.
Maybe.
Is that right?
No. Yeah, notable residents, notable people.
Fantastic.
So you don't have one, Dave?
I do.
I used to.
I'll have a chat.
Why wouldn't everyone have one?
Because
it doesn't seem
I don't want to be judgy, but, you know, do you want to know about every single person you meet?
Well, if I do, I want to know quickly. I'd like to know what Joseph eats.
All right.
I'd like to know that.
Okay.
I already know he comes from Sydney.
All right.
I'm on this.
Oh, you
are? This.
Wow. Jeez, Detective Malloy.
You're in a lot of trouble, Joseph.
All right, up next, Tom Ballard.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be a cracker. We're going to ask you, what is your food fetish? What's this about, Jane? What have you found?
This is a man has posted a photo how he peels his chicken McNuggets before eating them, and it apparently is a thing.
Seems a bit lowbrow for us.
It does.
But I'll allow it. I will allow it.
Good for you, Mick.
Speaking of lowbrow.
Sex sent me to the ER.
What? Okay. What? Is that a statement you're making?
No,
are you reading
it's a show I found on TV over the weekend.
Wow.
Insane.
Am I in it? this is my
you don't want to be in this, mate. Trust me.
Okay, we'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but we'll start at the top with this bloke.
Last time we learned Tom Ballard was going through a rough trot. This show was impacting on his love life.
I got someone cancel a date after hearing that interview. They were like, not getting involved with that.
No.
Oh, wow.
He was dealing with hecklers during his stand-up.
Someone yelled out death to Tom Ballard on Sunday and everybody applauded. That was like a really cool vibe.
I shouldn't let my mother go to shows.
Oh, this is Kennedy.
And his mobile phone was making him feel inadequate.
Last year I got a happy birthday text from Virgin Mobile.
Did you?
Which was embarrassing because I didn't get them anything.
Let's hope this time he's winning at life. Please welcome back Tom Ballard.
Hello, everybody.
G'day, guys.
How are you? Coming off the back of a festival in Melbourne. How are you? Are you fit? Are you healthy? Because I know how these go. It's back-to-back shows. A little bit of partying out the back.
There was a bit of partying.
How'd you pull up?
Out the back.
Hang on.
Well, I mean that as a...
You always bring great enthusiasm when you come in here. You're full of beans. You're full of energy, Tom Ballard.
I feel well rested. I was almost... Yes, it almost broke me, the Melbourne Comedy Festival this year. I had a wonderful time. I was doing two shows. It was crazy.
You did.
I had another heckler from last time.
Hecklers.
Again, more hate. I assume they're Kennedy Malloy listeners. Girls sitting down the front, they're a little bit drunk, and they were having a fun time. It was like, we're random, and we're having fun at your comedy show, which is just the most...
That's an excellent...
No, this show is about me. Pay attention.
Yes.
So I gave them a few chances. I said, if you talk again, I will have to ask you to leave. Mm. And then eventually they just like yelled out during a bit and threw off the timing, and my genius was interrupted.
This won't fly.
So I said, okay, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. And it was in a very long, thin room, so it was like, yeah, it's like 290 people, not a big deal. But it's like a long walk from the front of the stage all the
walk
way
of
for
shame.
The back. And the front of house came down and said, I'm sorry, you're going to have to leave. And she stood up and she had a broken leg. And so she picked up her crutches as well. to crutch, like, limp all the way up the middle aisle.
Oh, no.
And I felt like a god.
How long did this take?
It took about 3 minutes. I said, you can get a refund. They went outside front of house, said, you can't get a refund. They came back into the room to yell at me. Had to be removed again. My parents are in that night.
Oh, no.
I start doing my jokes about how all baby boomers should die. Then a random woman gets up from the crowd, starts crawling up the middle aisle. She was pretending to be my mother, like being offended by my jokes, and it wasn't my mother.
Oh, God.
Oh, this has turned into some kind of Kurosawa think piece.
How did your parents react after all that?
I haven't talked to them since.
You haven't seen them? Now, you mentioned you get into the baby boomers. How do you think the election campaign is panning out? So far, all I've seen is a lot of pandering to baby boomers.
Yes.
But I thought of you. I thought, Tom will be loving this. Have you identified anything for the kids? Anything for the millennials so far? Or anything that
there's a lot. I mean, I don't care about climate change. As long as I have my franking credits, then I'm going to be... That's what my kids talk... Like, my kids... Sure. Me and the young people talk about.
Everyone's having their lattes, their almond soy lattes. Now
what about this terrible egging incident?
What's your word on the egging? What do you think? Egging.
Where do you stand? Egging, yes or no?
Guys, I'm pro-egging.
I think
everyone should be egged. Really? Every possible opportunity. The old lady fell down and that is bad. I'm against old lady falling down.
That's unfortunate.
Okay, I'm pro old lady standing upright. Okay. But I do not care and I have nothing left in my empathy tank.
Well, this was a young
Scott Morrison having an egg not even smashed on his little head there.
Well, that was a girl actually did it this time. So I guess for now it's even Stevens. That's what you
That's feminism
to say.
Right there, Jane.
It is feminism. Go, sister. Go, womanhood.
I like how the Daily Mail said she was tattooed. She's a tattooed retail worker.
Oh, how outrageous.
What do you think about it? Are you against the egging?
I'm against egging.
I laughed with egg. I laughed with egg boy. I laughed at Fraser Anning, but I do think I once had a segment on radio with Tony called Begging for an Egging, where we would encourage people to ring up and say, who do you think should be egged? And people would go out and then egg those people. So
really?
I've received letters from people who have been egged.
Yeah, right.
And it's suggested.
My issue is that it's semi-missile. That's the only thing.
Are we showing our age now, Tom?
Yes. He could call the AFP to kill you, okay? He's got all the power.
Okay, Tom, what about a double yoker? a double yoker is going too far.
Well,
if you do a baker's dozen, that's fine.
Women's Association, so it's the best place. They would have the best eggs available.
They'd have a million eggs floating around.
They would be baking the sponge. Yeah.
Have you ever had anyone at the Country Women's Association bake for you?
I haven't, no.
Oh, they are unbelievable. Second to none.
Well, if you want a scone, a sponge or a pav, you can't go wrong.
I think they came out for marriage equality in the end. We all think that it's a very conservative organisation.
That's not their
traditional
did.
Values, but no, they're plugged in, baby.
Cheater. They
bunch of women.
Bake. It's a good story.
It is a good story.
Hey, we'll take a break.
Yeah.
And we'll come back and we're going to pick your brain some more, young man.
Very good.
Pro-egging. It's interesting. I wouldn't have picked that.
Egg everyone. Turn to the person you love and egg them.
What about an ostrich egg? Are you in for an ostrich egg or is that
what
too much?
What about hard-boiled? Yeah. That'd hurt.
Okay. Tom Ballard is with us, by the way. You can catch Tom's stand-up show Enough this Thursday to Sunday in Sydney.
Bingo.
Tickets at tomballard.com.au. That's a giant dwarf. Check that out. More with Tom after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Tom Ballard with us in studio as well.
We're talking about the forthcoming election under 2 weeks now.
It's electric.
It's a battle lines of Harden.
Who's going to win?
52-48, two-party preferred. What can shift the margin? I've put it to you. This is my theory. I canvassed it yesterday. I believe there will be a boat arrival between now and the election.
Yep.
Tampa style. Tampa 2.0, I'm calling it. They're probably already waiting. They're probably opening a passage right now.
There will be
a bunch of actors
yes.
on a boat being down at Turn Liberal back. Party headquarters now. Yep. But I believe a boat will be turned around in Australian waters or will end up in our waters prior to the election to tip it Liberal.
Just throwing eggs at the Navy. To drive heart into middle Australia.
That's how we should turn the boat around, with eggs.
Oh, we should egg them. Tom, do you watch any of the debates? Is that what they are even? I can't even...
They're two men talking. I watched Bill Shorten on Q&A on Monday night and he said words.
Yes.
And that was good.
And what about ScoMo? He won't go on it.
He's scared.
They're calling him a chicken because he won't go on Q&A.
It's just like, who's going to be the next prime minister? The disappointing middle-aged stupid dad or the disappointing stupid middle-aged dad with glasses? You know, it's like, I'm on the edge of my seat.
So there's no one there for you to vote for? What would you? What would your policies
no one in
be?
The,
you,
yeah.
I mean, oh, I'm
you,
running. Would, have would I not mentioned run? This? I'm
oh,
running.
Running.
I am running.
Oh, hey.
Well, I'm down.
For One Nation, I hope. They've got a few vacancies.
You haven't left it a bit late, have you?
I'll sort out the paperwork.
You'll sort that out, Tom. I just want to make sure it's all legal, that's all.
The momentum from the people will wash me into
through.
Parliament.
Have you thought this through?
Yeah.
What are your major platforms?
I'll run through them in excruciating detail for you right now, right, Mick?
Here we go.
Okay.
Under a Ballard government, we would abolish all prisons. All criminal justice would be replaced by egging, okay? That would be the way we'd go about serving out justice to everyone.
All right, I like
that
it.
That could work.
Every comedian gets a free Netflix special. Okay, that's just some of my interest groups I need to pay for. Climate change, forget it. It's done. We're not going to forget all that, but legalize all the drugs. So we won't even notice that it's all dying.
Yeah.
You'll look at the Great Barrier Reef and you'll see the colors anyway.
It'll be
man.
So beautiful.
If we're gonna fry our skin, let's fry our brains.
Dude,
at the same
so far,
time.
So good. I'm liking this.
I'm on board.
Housing. Everyone gets a free house. We actually have enough free houses in Australia. They all belong to Dave Hughes. Now, there's a thing called eminent domain. You know about this from the castle, Jay, where the government can just seize your stuff and give it to a worthy cause. So we take Hughes' houses and we give them to homeless people.
Well, it's legal.
Legal.
He'd be okay with that, I reckon.
I'd be great with it.
It might make him angry. I'm against war, but I'm for targeted assassinations, okay? So I'll use the AFP to identify certain people.
Yes.
You might not like this if you're against egging. But take down the bad people in society. Telephone company executives.
Oh,
rental real estate agents. Triple M DJs.
Hey. Is this with an egg?
Does that count us?
Is that...
Are we a DJ under the DJ banner?
You guys are. If you support my campaign, then I'll let you stick around. Franking credits, I'm for them, against them, or whatever they are.
I love that term.
And, of course, seize the means of production and put power back into the hands of the working class. I haven't figured out how to do that yet. But when I do, it'll be really good.
Right.
So vote Ballard.
I will indeed.
You can put a word or two together. You're very, very eloquent.
Like Venezuela, if you can't get a run here, you could go and do it over there. What about One Nation?
Yes.
What, would you,
have you seen
consider
this new...
running with them? You seem to be.
You'd fit in nicely, right?
You're conflicted.
There's a story today about a candidate in the seat of Canning in WA who's a One Nation candidate, and some photos of him from his old Instagram have come out. And how would you describe them, Jen?
Nude hornbag.
Fabio.
But he's like shredded, right?
He is shredded
that's like Hemsworth level stuff.
He is Hemsworth on crack.
The lost Hemsworth.
Hemsworth on crack. That's what he looks like.
Very attractive.
He's a competitive bodybuilder, we must say.
So what's the issue?
Jackson Redford. Pauline Hanson's One Nation candidate in the seat of Canning. He's attracting attention because, I think One Nation's been through the ringer enough with men using their bodies.
Well, normally it's men looking at women taking their clothes off. He's taking his own clothes off, put that on Instagram. Now, the conflict is he's hot but very racist. Because he's in One Nation, he wants to end all foreign aid. And I tried to not think about that as I told. I've definitely slept with some racist people in my time.
But it's a game changer, surely.
It's called going behind enemy lines, seeing if you can't change opinions on the ground.
If you can match your hotness to your level of racism, I'm on board.
That's going to be a very disappointing relationship for you, Tom.
Did anyone watch John Oliver last night?
I really enjoyed John Oliver,
and he was talking. He's got a few spies out in Australia.
Yeah.
He seemed to know what's going on with the Australian election, but he was all over One Nation.
Yeah.
And in particular, who's the dude at the strip club?
Steve Dixon.
Steve Dixon. It's his finding very hilarious, and in particular how it was covered by A Current Affair and Tracy Grimshaw.
Just this week, Steve Dixon, a leader in the far-right One Nation Party, got in trouble when footage surfaced of him at a US strip club.
The secret video shows the happily married politician groping dancers and asking them to come home with him. It's a bad look and very bad judgment from a man who campaigns on family values.
I love the fact that she mentioned that this was a bad look because he campaigned on family values. As if the worst part of groping people in a strip club was that he wasn't behaving on brand. Oh, sure, he's a married man at a strip club groping the dancers, but why wasn't his wife and children there with him in an unsettlingly sticky booth? That would have made all of this fine!
terrible Australian accent.
It's but racist.
The yes. rest we will allow. Now, you're doing shows this week in the great state of New South Wales,
you know,
in particular Sydney.
I'm coming to you, Sydney. Yeah, four nights only at the Giant Dwarf Theatre as part of the Sydney Comedy Festival, which no one knows happens, but it does. And wow. I'll be there, and I'll be in a suit yelling about politics.
Brilliant. I love it. And no hecklers, please.
Yeah. Yes. Come on.
Be nice to our lovely Tom, will you?
Calm yes. the farm, will
yeah,
you?
Yeah, exactly.
Put the man crutches talk. Away. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Good on you, Tom. Thanks for swinging by.
Thanks, guys.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Did I need to do a kids in car warning or anything with the next subject, Jane? Or is it a little ripe? Or
I advise it.
Okay.
Yes, right. I do You're advise bored. It because okay. of what I'm going to
well,
talk
don't
about.
Don't let yourself down here.
I might. I was watching television on the weekend and I was flicking around the channels. I came across a channel, like The Fix or something like that.
Okay.
It wasn't FX. Please don't correct me. I know what I'm saying. And the show came up and it says, Sex sent me to the ER. I went, what the hell's this? I started watching it. Now, it purports to have people who go to an ER in the USA to report terrible things that have happened when they've been in the
wild
bedroom.
Sex.
Yes. Now, the first thing
Give
I noticed.
Give me a typical example.
All right. Genital burns from spicy food.
How do you get spicy food?
Angry, swollen vagina from popping candy.
Okay.
Enough for you?
Wow.
Get the picture? Okay.
I'm quite ready for
that. Wow.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, kids in the car. What about adults? Oh, can we all get out of the car? Everyone, get out of the car. Kennedy's on a ramp.
You asked. Penis right. fractured running into a pole.
Hello. Okay.
This is the type of thing.
It's like a Benny Hill style chase or.
Well, speaking of Benny Hill, what happens is I started watching it and I thought, these people are so open and honest. Like they're talking about. It's
well,
like
how's that part of sex if he's run into a pole? Where's he having sex? Mm. If he's
I'm not going to go into that. It involved a prostitute. Okay.
Oh, I really want to know more now. what time is this thing on?
Which episode?
I can't tell you exactly, but there's a lot of episodes. Now, when I'm watching, I'm going. You know when you watch those ambulance shows and there are all these people telling you to the camera what's happened. I go, something weird about all these people. I finally clocked it. They're actors. So they're reenacting the embarrassing situations that have happened.
Because the real people are too embarrassed.
Too embarrassed. But this felt very real. So I've brought along one of the examples.
Oh, fantastic. What's happened here?
Okay, a couple have decided, you know, how people might melt candle wax.
On each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Heard about
just
that.
Good, clean fun, right?
What you do.
As you do.
During a blackout.
That's right.
Kind of makes
cookie things happen.
Fun.
Yeah. Get your nice scented candle and whack, whack, off
the
you go.
Next thing you know. Something nicely scented. Maybe something you've gotten.
All right. So this girl said, you know what I'd really like? I would like you to melt a giant gummy bear.
I beg your pardon?
Oh.
I want you to melt a gummy bear and let's go from there. So let's hear what happened.
I want that yummy gummy.
And I throw it in the microwave.
Start on my chest first.
That's where I started to drizzle it.
Ooh, hot. Ooh, it feels good.
It was hot. In my head, I'm comparing it to things like candle wax.
It's hot.
It's like, all right, it's going to instantly start cooling down.
I know, baby.
No, it's really hot. It's super hot.
You're super hot.
No, it's not a good hot, Michael. Just get it off of me.
I'll lick it off.
Get it off.
My tongue.
What?
This is your chest.
My what?
It was skin from my chest.
It's burning. We need to go to the ER now.
So he went to lick the burning, sugary, gummy candy off her chest and all the skin had burnt off her chest and went on his tongue and then burnt his tongue.
Well, they're going to love this down at the ER. So is there a get me gummy bear remover stat?
Yeah.
There is. That's something you should know. If you melt any sweet or lolly.
Gummy bears. Yeah. It's good ad for you.
Well, they've like it's like having toffee poured on you. That would very, very burn, very much so. Well, so
thanks for the medical advice. What's toffee like? Is that a bit sore at first?
I'm not going to talk about things like that anymore. But you can check it out. It's called Sex Sent Me to the ER.
By the way,
you can
am I in it?
You're not. And stand by because I'm going to talk about another show I saw.
Oh. What?
Dr. Pimple Popper. I'll do that next week.
I love it.
I found it, Jane. TLC channel it is. It's on Mondays, 9:30 p.m.
Okay. Forget Game of Thrones. Yeah.
There you go. Watch it post Game of Thrones. Same thing happens.
Yeah. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You got our town crier there. I just want to have a listen to our town crier going about the business. A big day for the town criers.
Town criers around the world.
Here we go.
Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Buckingham Palace proudly announced the birth of a newly born royal baby boy to the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
All right, that'll do. It was a big, he really launched into Buckingham there didn't he?
It sounds like he's had a few scotches.
He's shouting.
Yes. Or a whiskey.
He's dressed in a very flamboyantly with a tri-corner hat.
Oh, it's his big moment.
Well, we said this, it's a big day for the town crier, and we've got one. One of our own locally brewed town criers on the line from a specific area in the country. Judy, are you there?
Salutations, Mick and Jane.
Oh, so lovely to hear from you, Judy.
Judy, where do you ply your trade?
I am the town crier for the Shire of Campaspe in Victoria and Murray River Council, New South Wales.
So you've got a foot in each camp.
I certainly do, and I'm also the president for the Ancient and Honourable Guild of Australian Town Criers.
Judy, you are the person we need to talk to. Now, what kind of tests and what kind of study do you have to do to become one of these brilliant town criers?
In my case, it was an ancient Australian tradition. I was dobbed in.
And what do you need? What do you have to have? What do you bring to the table as a town crier?
A loud voice, confidence, bearing. We're judged on our volume, diction, sustained performance.
Is there an art to the bell ringing, or you just let it rip?
There certainly is.
What's the key?
It's three oh yays, and you ring the bell above your head so it's loud and clear like dust.
Give us a go. Let one rip for us. And an oh yay.
And usually you're around 104 decibels.
Oh, that's brilliant. Now, did you have to, did you do a town cry today for the birth of the new royal baby?
Unfortunately, not yet. I haven't because it was so early in the morning.
Why don't you do it now across Australia? Give us a shout out for the new baby.
Certainly. Oh, yay! Let it be known throughout the land that the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have herefore given birth to a gorgeous, bouncy baby boy.
Yeah. Oh,
well done.
Thank you, Judy. That's excellent.
Can you follow me around for a day? just announce like when I go into a bar or into a restaurant.
Or into the toilet.
Why is it Oyez not here? Why Oyez?
Oyez is Old French Normandy for stand and listen. Ye is 1935 Hollywood.
Oh, interesting. Really?
Those stupid Hollywood.
So we're all a bunch of bogans, are we?
No, we're just wanting to be educated people.
Oh, that's great. Love to hear that. Thank you, Judy.
And when you're in the boudoir, at the moment of climax.
Oh, hang on. Manners. Judy's a town crier, please.
Yes. Some
distinction, please.
So, Judy, when were the last big days that you had as a town crier? What were your last... Do you remember the last time you were called to cry on anything?
The last one was we did a special round the world cry, and every crier cried at 7 p.m. in their own time on the 11th of November to proclaim the end of the World War I.
That's very touching.
And
I'll be hosting a world championship in my areas of Echuca, Maiama and districts from the 12th to the 20th of October.
Can I enter that? Do you have to be a certified town crier to enter that?
You certainly do. You have to be officially appointed.
Can I ask?
You could be the first cowbell town crier, Mick. Use your cowbell. Is that legal?
Cowbells don't have
I don't have the clarity, Mick.
Now, Judy, I don't want to be controversial. Please don't be offended, but I'm highly surprised that there's a woman as a town crier. Is this a new thing, or has there been women town crying throughout the ages?
There has been lady town criers throughout the ages.
Since when?
You idiot, shut up. I'm asking.
No, it's a fair question, because in the movies
in the movies,
and everything, it's always a man. And Judy, I'm good on her. She seems to have what it takes. But when was it in vogue for women to cry, town
all
cry?
All through the ages, because the town crier used to go off to war with the Lord of the Manor to protect the Lord of the Manor.
Oh, Betty,
I bet they did.
The news still had to be broadcast throughout the town. So the wives and daughters that were left behind used to dress in the male clothing and go out and proclaim the news.
Oh, see, this has been interesting, you are the educational today.
Who knew we have discovered the expert in the world
Thanks,
on town
Judy.
Crying.
Maybe Judy could take us to the break with a town crier.
Yeah, take us to a break for Kennedy Malloy, Judy.
Going to a song after the break.
She could have, but we can't. The next song. Yeah. All right, Judy.
Here she goes.
Oh, yay, you've been listening to Kennedy Malloy. Be it at your peril to change stations.
Woohoo!
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All thanks to the HSV Chevrolet Silverado.
Oh, yay, oh, yay. The HSV Chevrolet Silverado. Extra large luxury. Big on... Keep going, mate.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Big on style. The Silverado is anything but truck-like. 8 different colours. Some interior features include... Oh, keep going. This is heavy work. Heated and ventilated leather-appointed front bucket seats. 10-way power driver and front passage seats. Do you want to have a go?
My Lord, is there massive pulling power?
5 tons. I repeat... 5 tons.
And can you have a lockable toolbox?
I don't know.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
You can have a lockable toolbox.
What is it? It is the behemoth.
Oh, it's massive.
Of all utility vehicles. 10-way power drive. Heated leather wrapped steering wheel with audio control.
Wow.
Oh, forget that stupid royal baby. This is all you need to know. A steering column with rake and reach adjustments.
Do you want me to add any more?
No.
Wow.
I think we've got it covered.
I think you've done a great job there.
That's how they should announce the arrival.
They should. And one more thing.
What?
Head to hsv.com.au to find your local dealer, clowns.
You're an idiot.
If you don't go on, wait till you get on the website. Look, we've got the fancy brochures here.
Have you seen the colours? Have you seen the 8 colours?
Oh, I've already picked mine.
Which is yours? I bet you you're Summit White.
I'm black.
Red Tinko. Ooh.
Well, I liked Red Hot.
I wouldn't mind Havana Metallic.
Okay. I like Graphic Metallic.
What about Silver Ice Metallic?
That's you.
Pick a colour. Thank you, Chevrolet Silverado.
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, been a great show today. Missed any, grab the podcast. Be up soon. KennedyMalloy.com.au.
What's your favourite bit, Dave? Don't pay attention, do you?
The Wikipedia stuff was pretty funny, I thought, today.
I hope my Wikipedia page is up and running.
Doing?
Well, it's been put on hold until May the 9th, but they're protecting it because it was vandalised, thanks to you calling out people. But I must say that yours is in a bit of trouble.
I feel queasy.
Oh, shut up.
I really do. I ate your birthday cake. How long does a birthday cake last?
Well, there's a lot of butter and sugar in it. Ooh. So
the cream
that
in it?
Should be all right. No cream, just sugar, butter.
Yeah, well, something's gone wrong. Thank you.
I was going to add what happened to your Wikipedia page.
Oh, what happened?
Someone's added, while at university, you made money through a pornography company. Many of Mick's videos and photos can be found on various pornographic websites. Oh, Malloy was one of the most popular male porn stars of the late 80s.
Again, so that hasn't been added. That's part of the actual...
Is that correct, is it?
Right. That's been added and removed.
Hey, who's on the show tomorrow?
Andy Lee.
I've had Wikipedia up, I can tell you.
Ben Elton on the show as
ben
well.
Ben Elton.
Hooray.
That'll be a big Wednesday.
Love that.
Lots to get through.
We'll see you then.
Can't wait.
Now you're done catching up on Kennedy Malloy. Check out the Chevrolet Silverado by HSV. Live big.